From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pledging to go all out to contain an oil spill off the Gulf Coast that the administration has described as one of national significance. He spoke on the issue just moments ago. The oil slick could reach the Gulf Coast within a day and threatens environmental disaster. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the priority now is to help the oil company BP as much as possible.
We will continue to push BP to engage in the strongest response possible. We will continue to oversee their efforts, to add to those efforts where we deem necessary, and to ensure, again, that under the law, that the taxpayers of the United States ultimately are reimbursed for those efforts.
The spill occurred after an oil rig platform exploded, caught on fire, and sank last week. Rescuers have located the body of one of the two miners trapped underground in a collapsed Western Kentucky coal mine since late yesterday. There's still no word yet on the second victim. Chad Lampe of member station WKMS reports crews have had to temporarily stop their operation because the site was unstable.
The United States Mine Safety and Health Administration reports a roof section collapsed around 500 feet below the surface of the Webster County Dotiki mine last night. Rescue efforts began overnight. Reports indicate rescue personnel traveled approximately 4 miles by conveyance to the area where the miners are trapped. United Mine Workers Communication Director Phil Smith explains the process for a search and rescue when dealing with a roof collapse.
They're going to try and go in and begin removing the rock that's fallen and at the same time then stabilizing the roof overhead. As they're going along, they're making quite a bit of noise. So they would stop from time to time and listen to see if there's anything, sounds coming back from the other side.
Oklahoma-based Alliance Coal owns the mine, which has more than 350 employees. For NPR News, I'm Chad Lampe in Murray, Kentucky.
One Republican senator predicts the debate to overhaul the financial system in the U.S. will be a shocker. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the GOP is ready to take on the Democratic-led plan for expanded consumer protection and tougher oversight of banking practices. The Republican leadership had said it was all for improving the system, but warned against any measure that could allow for the kind of taxpayer bailouts that were unpopular with many voters at the height of the financial crisis. More data out of the Labor Department today. Officials say that in first-time unemployment claims, that figure dropped last week by 11,000, marking some improvement, but analysts were expecting a steeper drop. They say it signals that the jobs market is improving, though progress is happening slowly. This is NPR News. A funeral was held today for 46 South Korean sailors. The seamen were killed last month when their patrol ship mysteriously exploded in half not far from rival North Korea. From Seoul, Wahli Saikau Tao reports on the emotional ceremony.
It was a day of tearful goodbyes, not just for the families of the naval warship Chenan, but for a nation divided over how to respond to this incident. At memorial altars across the nation, mourners said they will never forget the 46 dead sailors, while others seek retaliation, suspecting that North Korea is behind the explosion. Many people think this could be related to the North, and I think so too, she says. But whether that is true or not, I just want the government to tell the truth to the public. The bodies of 6 South Korean sailors are still missing. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
The Chinese government says today it is pained by ruling to strip the women's gymnastics team of its bronze medal from the 2000 Games. It says it respects the International Olympic Committee's decision. The IOC asked for the medal back yesterday after finding out that one of the athletes from China at the Sydney Games was technically too young to compete. China's pledging to prevent that from ever happening again. Negotiations are underway in Europe to quickly approve one of the largest ever bailouts for Greece. The country is falling deeper into debt that investors fear could affect other financially fragile countries in Europe. Members of the IMF, Germany, and the European Central Bank are hoping to finalize a deal within the next few days. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 150 points. This is NPR News.